hearing versus like.
And Brent, and Terry said she was going to be here, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. She set the time.
That's right, she did set the time. We'll remind her of that nicely when she gets here. Southern Utah Mormon Standard, 15 minutes late.
My wife said, don't check our Amazon because I just ordered your birthday gift. And so I just got an email from Amazon saying, hey, this is about your order. And I really want to open it. But part of me is like, look, if it's from Amazon and not Lego.com, I'm not really that interested anyway. So,
yeah. I'll get clothes for my birthday.
I don't get anything but gift cards at the sports stores. Gun stores, that's what I get all my gift cards for.
Dude, what did you freaking buy? The whole store?
Holy didn't know how you plan on. Put them in the freezer.
That one looks good. What's that one?
Which one?
I'll be pink in the dots.
Oh, man.
Should we cut these up a little bit?
Oh, I couldn't see
you guys
that.
Are sick, man.
That looks like a... like something you'd get at a wedding with the pearls on top of it.
Well, that one had fruit on it, man. That's healthy.
That goes with your drink, right?
This is as healthy as anything. No preservatives. I mean, come on. And it says it's at least like 1% actual berry flavor.
I'm already over-preserved.
70 essential vitamins. I've never even read one of these cans before.
Got it down to cookie, Brent. As soon as you get here.
Look at you. Why are you all cleaned up? You've been...
Well, you should have seen me 20 minutes ago.
Well, you after testing that well yet?
You know, they kind of tested there was blue air in it. But, you know, the fire companies screwed me up. Uh-oh. My electrician has been telling me those transformers are fine for 100 horsepower. Well, no, they're 75, so I got a new well and a new
motor. Oh, you got to get new transformers? You can't get transformers anywhere right now.
That's what I heard.
And you can't get enough power to it.
Well, what we're going to try to do is put a VFD on it.
Well, there you go.
And then throttle it back to whatever the... Yeah,
just keep the amps down. We're good.
Yeah, so that it's, I mean, so I think we'll get more water that way. Anyway,
you set this time.
I was just going to take the old pump that I put out.
Yeah. Afternoon. Well, yeah. I've been killing myself.
100 horsepower's nameplate anyway. It'll demand what it uses. Right? It's a pump. Yeah. That's the way electric motors work.
Yeah.
It'll drain more than 100 horsepower, probably, if it's nameplated.
I just got to give you crap.
If you overamp it.
That's my job.
You can. Yeah.
Anyway. If I ever have to go through another June like this, I'm going to jump off a cliff.
Oh, no.
Gee, what a mess.
You know, our old buddy Keith Mahoney, he's not doing anything. No farming, no nothing this year.
Yeah.
I was talking to him the other day, and I said, well, how's things going for you? Tell you
it's
one.
On your phone?
First year of my life.
No, oh, it's recording.
It's a nice call.
So it's the happens.
But I haven't heard anybody ever tell me that. This is the first time. I don't care what
well,
the weather.
All I want to say is, I'd rather have drought.
I'm gonna starve to death.
Water.
I'm gonna starve to death at this rate before I'm gonna thirst.
I'm never gonna lose as much money as I'm gonna lose this year because of what?
Because too much water.
Too much water.
Yeah.
No place to put it.
Isn't
can't do that.
I got the best crop I've ever had. No bugs.
Because it was cold.
But then we couldn't get it dry. So
You couldn't get out on the field to get to it.
And now and it doesn't test, so that means you can't
protein.
Sell it. Oh, crap. So it just went too long?
Too much. They lose the protein.
I talked to a guy down in America and put it up with no rain or anything, and it still didn't test.
Didn't test, huh?
So I don't understand what happened.
That's odd.
Huh. Well, cow hay, I guess, huh? Not dairy cow hay.
The cowboys don't need any hay. They got lots of grass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
It's a feast year, not a famine year.
Don't need the hay on
the ground. Tracy would probably agree, you know, especially if we were running around trying to put all the water back in the ground, save it in the aquifer, and he's up all hours of the night trying to tend that water. A lot easier last couple years when it was a drought and there's nothing to recharge.
I've still got high water running through my property on the bulldog ditch. It's still running. It has not slowed down.
I appreciate it. That's the,
that's the longest I think I've ever seen the high water.
Would you like to drink?
Yeah.
That is what I'm telling you. I didn't pay attention, I guess.
I think that's fine. I can grab it for if you like.
Well, I wanted to encase that ditch all winter long, and every time there'd be a storm and a rain, then I have water down
there. Up the cookies.
Those look like a diabetic shock.
Yeah.
Going to sugar shock.
So good.
Dave's not going to be here?
Dave's not going to be here. So is this all of us? How many do we have? 2, 4, 5? Yeah.
Yeah.
And Spencer, you say, is on the phone maybe?
He was, when I talked to him earlier, he was giving the pen. They're on a big camp out with like 50 kids. So
oh.
Depending on who was on the hike.
That then. Just sounds enjoyable.
On a what kind of hike?
Young man. Like a young man's thing.
Babysitting 50 kids.
I did.
I've done a few of those.
That then. Last week. We only had 16, so. We went down to Moab.
Yeah, I took a bunch of boys down there one year.
Did you?
You float the river?
We did.
River? Wow.
That's yeah. Good.
Cooked in a pot?
I'm good. Oh, we cooked nothing in a pot. We did the one day. So we did some other hikes around there. Are you talking about like float the river?
When they float there? The river and you have to pack it with you?
We just did the day run.
That was fun though.
Water was still cold, huh?
It was cold, and we did it last Friday when it was like 60 mile an hour winds.
Oh goodness.
Luckily,
having so much fun!
The guy. The kids had a blast. I was tired, but. Well, luckily we didn't have to row. It was.
Yeah. Where did you go? I didn't miss the.
Colorado. We were at Moab. Oh. Yeah.
God, that wind last week was terrible.
Fun.
But it was a headwind because we were headed south downriver and it was coming out of the south. And those guys, they earned their tip to get us through all that. We were rowing hard some of those spots.
Need a sea-doo out there pulling you in that kind of conditions.
Was the water pretty high still or not?
Yeah, it was still really high. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were clad. A lot of. I think the highest it gets in those areas is class 3, and that's what we were there when we were there, so it was fun.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
These distant still spots were hard to get down against the wind, huh?
Yeah, or you know, they try and get sideways before they turn and go.
Oh, line it up? Yeah.
So lining up, getting into them.
Oh, boy.
They're working. Oh, and a lot of Yetis. There were a couple of them. There are a couple of girl guides that were there, and they would get stuck in the back Yetis a couple times going around. So.
Standing ways.
I had a student, this was like 6 years ago, when she was at Pine Bluff School. That was her resume item, was she was the only girl guide that year that was able to get out without any accidents, you know, because you got to be really strong to steer and to coach a man. And she was like 6 feet tall and MMA fighter, so I was like, put that on your resume too. That's gonna make you stand out quite a bit. So.
That's cool.
Good conflict resolution skills.
And now she's a prostitute, so good for you, kid.
Okay, well, are we ready to start?
Yeah, here's an agenda for you, Brent.
Is there another one of those
down here?
Which one are you looking for?
That one.
This one? Yeah.
There we go.
There's a couple more here.
Cool.
Assuming it's just the printed stuff.
This is going to be the best meeting ever.
Is this what you guys do?
Sorry, Andy.
Oh.
Day?
Sorry.
Yeah. Come in and watch
daytime TV.
Yeah.
Little bonanza, right?
Way better than the meetings I usually go to.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Okay, well, call the meeting to order. This is the special board meeting of the district. Friday the 30th of June, 2023. Wow, June's gone. First item is a declaration of abstentions or conflicts of interest. Any perceived by any of you on those?
Nope.
Okay, then the Next item is water improvement project discussion recommendation.
I hate to bring this up to rehash some of this, but this has kind of come at the request of Cedar City, and it's also a little bit has to do with some of our discussions that we've had recently on how we want to develop in the north end of the basin. So I'm just,
signal.
But you could see what I was seeing. Let's try a different one. There it is. So we talked last time about, in our board meeting, about this route right here, and how we're going to do that in the future. We're going to move forward and just connect these two lines with the 12-inch line. I think that's great. And then I had Jonathan Staffis from Cedar City call me, and he said, hey, we're just wrapping or finishing up getting easements nailed down for this extension up to the wastewater treatment plant. And he said, what are your thoughts on making that an 18-inch? I don't know how many of you recall, but we spent too much time talking about this in one board meeting.
No. Can you bring it up? We'll listen to it in the minutes.
Right.
Yeah. Just we play that.
Rehashing it all.
Yeah, and it was decided then that we should probably just go with something, you know, smaller, like a 12-inch or something. But that was before we kind of looked at this and said, hey, maybe we want to stay in this belt route to connect the 18. And so when Jonathan brought that up again and said, hey, do you want to have this in 18? I kind of overlaid the big map. And so now we're saying, well, maybe we ought to, because I got direction from the board, well, it's important again that we don't have to spend a lot of time. You know, everybody's get it out there of what we want to do. But if we do want to move further into this north end of the basin in the future and develop a wellfield out there, I know Curtis ran some numbers, and based off of, you know, some Andy stuff on a quarter of the basin's water potentially comes from that area. An 18 inch, what did you say the flows would be through there, Curtis? What did you have on that?
You could do 5,000 acre feet through that annually. So we had ran it at two different scenario where you'd run, you know, just 5,000 continuously or, you know,
in a year?
In an 18 inch?
Yeah.
What flow rate?
On the high end, so what were you, 6 feet per second? If you were to run that continuously, maybe a little bit lower. But if you did, let's say if it's similar to Quitchpa where you're pulling, you know, 1,500 acre feet during off peak, and then you're on a peak, the remainder of it, it gets up to around 8-9 feet per second. Trying to remember how many gallons per minute that was.
How many acre feet did you say it was, 5,000?
Yeah, I want to say it was around, yeah, it gets that peak.
3,100 GPM.
3,000, though, you said?
3,100.
About 7 or 8 acre feet, huh?
Yeah.
5,000 acre feet per year is 3,100 GPM.
Yeah, which would be about
divide that by
256.
Divide that by 425. 448.
448.
Between
5
and
6,
yeah,
that's.
Yeah.
6.9.
7
seconds.
7 seconds.
Feet.
Which is a little fast. We don't love running
that
box quite there. Usually want to be down around 5.
Well, ultimately, my calcs show that we'd take more than 5,000 out of that if you wanted to. It'd be a good place to peak pump if you needed to, because it's so vast, so deep, and so barred. I mean, it's just
the nice thing is that gives us one point of contact up into there. Then we have we would as it progresses, if we're able to draw the water that we can out of there, then we could expand over to the other side and go up.
Okay,
might be on the highway,
yeah,
somewhere along there, and put another line up into that area. We're not going to get it all from one mile, we may as well spread it out. I don't think we need to go.
What's the size of that line? That's the yellow one.
So that would be, this is what's not yet built.
No, that one over in.
That's a road.
Further. That's the road.
Yeah,
okay.
Minor highway, yep.
Yeah. Well, I'm just kind of thinking that with the results on water quality that we got back from Green Hollow that are likely similar for Shirts Canyon, where high sulfur and TDS, since we're not willing to open a health health
water
type of business with our high sulfur content, then let's we probably are gonna, I mean, I think that moves the schedule up for the north end of the basin by at least 5 years, you know, because
do you have that slide deck I sent you, that hard number one I sent to you and Paul?
When we tested those windmills,
when we tested the windmills, they were good quality. That's they were
that end of the basin is all considered class 1A pristine.
So putting portfolio together of all of our opportunities, so we compare them side by side, looking at the dollars per acre.
Send that email to you.
Not that this is.
What was it?
Somebody just sent you an email from Canaryville that had our stupid 4th of July logo deal on it.
Oh, it was from Rob Dodson.
Oh.
I don't know why he had that on there.
Tuesday 6/21 is probably what it is. It's in there.
I saw that logo, hey.
No attachments on those two.
Who's still in your party? I sent you to have the portfolio numbers.
Huh?
Who's still in your party?
Nobody. It was a, there was an email that I just decided to see where it said Canada one time. So
I think it would be later.
We're just saying,
2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
We are the capital of the world for the 2 minute parade.
Well, if you're in the 2 minute parade, then Scipio is the capital for the 32nd. See, if you're in Scipio, you have to go through and run your float and hurry and get back so that other people have somebody to pass. Get there at the end of the road when you're done and stop. All right.
There was a thing I sent you that had the slide deck with it that had an economics page. Remember that one? And we're going to build another one.
I'm actually. Oh, that one. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And I'm going to integrate both the district and city projects.
4th of July celebration.
Per capita, we probably spend more money than Cedar does. Almost $13,000 for 330 visitants last year.
Huh? All on fireworks?
How much do we spend?
No. Everything but fireworks.
Everything but fireworks?
Well, we finally had to reel them in and say, you guys have a budget now.
That's way too long. Yeah.
So it might not be as good as it was in the past.
We capped him at $8,500 this year. I don't know. He's out though. He didn't sign up for re-election, so it's his last one. So I'd like to be a council member that all you had to do was worry about the 4th of July. That was your only.
There it is.
Only thing to do.
I'd love that.
Or no, that's was that the first one?
This is the first one. I don't think I've got an updated one.
I sent you the second one.
I think it might have been over the cemetery, okay. Too. That resident.
Never mind that. Well, I sent that to you.
Anyway, so just a couple of constraints, right? One is anything down here for us to move water to match, you know, get higher volumes. We've pretty much got an 18-inch all the way down to where we get to our large tank here. Afterwards, it'll be 24-inch. That runs to 56. So Cedar City wanting more water than an 18 inch, we've got a pretty good bottleneck from, you know, basically Minersville down. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that it makes sense for us to do anything larger than 18 inch.
I don't think so.
I would feel more comfortable really long term, like 20, 30 years, if eventually we work toward having some redundancy and 2 18-inch.
Well, that's what you're saying too. You might get up there by a different route and you have circle.
Rather than trying to go bigger than that.
Does anybody doesn't think we should put 18-inch in there?
No, I was for 18-inch at the beginning.
Let's do it.
Bigger's better.
This is just a little bit of.
There's no reason to go bigger than 18-inch.
I don't think at this point. Yeah.
Well, can we do it out of HDPE and get a discount? Like a local rate for the, oh shoot, I always forget.
WL plastic?
Yeah.
Maybe, it depends. Our suppliers don't love it. Our local suppliers, like any of the suppliers that sell HDPE, that's just basically cutting them out. And WL doesn't love to cut them out either, but
oh.
Yeah, maybe.
You want to talk directly to the plant manager, or do you just want to talk to...
Well, that's what we do. Yeah, we do talk directly to him.
It's a new one. Keith Pauly's the new one. The other guy took off and went to Texas.
Oh, really?
He did?
Brian?
Brian
quit back in November.
They typically are... I mean, they won't... I don't know. I rarely see them cut out the suppliers. They just won't do it because that's where most of the pipe goes through. But the suppliers are only putting a percent or two on it. They're not.
The suppliers are, they have given us it at basically at cost for our recharge projects because they know that it's basically just for the betterment of the community and there's no return that we get. Like, we don't make any money off of anything we recharge. So that's why they've done that in the past. I just wanted to throw this up there too. This is, so the wastewater treatment sits right here where the hand is. Right here, wastewater treatment plant. And I highlighted, this is what Cedar City owns for property. This is just kind of, again, larger scale, long-term planning. So basically this would be that 18-inch line that would come here, and then eventually it winds over through that belt route. So getting to the north end, the easiest way, not crossing, you know, either for the city or for the district or whatever that looks going north in the future, the easiest way is probably to connect that point with 18 because you're able to go.
Probably need a power corridor too.
Paul, Jessica, will you share the screen?
Sure.
Oh. I don't know what power looks like up there, but it's probably pretty sparse. Yeah, I'm sure they got big three phase there.
Farmers got those. David's right out there.
Yeah. Okay, probably there's some out there. Okay.
Everything on there, though, is deceptively closer together than it looks. You
know,
That part of the basin, yeah. You zoom in, you're like,
back in the day, if you went out towards Rush Lake, you better pack a lunch and hope you don't run out of gas. Now it's just around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I think we got what we need there, right? Everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Understood everybody was okay if we
went.
Cedar City is still paying for that, right?
They're paying for the 8-inch is how it typically works. And we would pay for the upgrade. Unless we wanted to do something different where Cedar City wanted to partner with everything, it would take a little bit more time to figure. I mean, we could figure some of that out, but.
Well, we anticipate that they're going to join in on the backside. I think it's a goodwill gesture to just build it and then work out the details of the contract, because that's going to take a long time. How Cedar City uses some of that.
Yeah. I say we just do it. I think we have
our functionality is being a wheel for Cedar City, and they're, you know, moving water across the valley for them is something is a role that we need to have long term for them. Yeah. There will be a cost to that, but, you know, hopefully it's less because we've been able to get a lot of grants and other things and be able to build the infrastructure that they don't have in place.
Well, it's like I've tried to tell the mayor and Paul Bittman recently, is, you know, the district didn't put in, you know, these five, how many miles was this, Kelly? Closer in pipe, were we like 7-10 miles of pipe?
Yeah.
You're from 1400 south to 7000 north. That's
right. So yeah. And we didn't put that in at an 18-inch and a 24-inch for the 500 customers we had at the time.
Right.
You know, it was, it's there for the 30,000 people that live in Cedar City. Mm-hmm. Can help move that water from the north and south and wherever it needs to go.
A little bit of water laundering.
That's right.
We're good with that.
Moving it around. Okay.
Okay. And then the next item is to move into a closed session.
Make a motion to move into a closed session.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Typically do a roll call on that.
Tyre All Red Eye.
Tyre Bonner.
Andy McRae, aye.
Red Better, aye. Okay.